Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It's a complete cluster up, and I've never, at quarter, whatever time I got on the pike, it's at a standstill. I'm in freaking Newton. I mean, where are these people going? It's freaking 6 o'clock in the morning.
They're going to work.
Well, I know, but why? Like, honestly, like, I mean, we live in, how did it get to be like this?
Well, the governor spent, what do you think, a couple hundred grand, maybe a half $1 million to find out that the reason why the traffic is so bad for you right now is because we are in the middle of a good economy in our state. I mean, I think there's people who could have told him that for $50 or for $100.
Could have gotten that information for free. Mm-hmm. Half $1 million to $1 million of the taxpayers' dollars to find out that our roads are jammed.
This is Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm calling in because I am very much for the wealthy travel lane.
You are?
I am. I sit in Cape traffic for an hour every Friday afternoon during the summer to get home.
Yep.
If I could get 10% of those people in another lane, all of them from Connecticut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly.
Be thrilled.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when it comes to the Cape, a lot of those people are headed to their second home. Certainly they're
going your own lane.
Yeah, they're going to be willing to pay the $20 or $30 a week that it's going to cost them to use the one percenter lane or the wealthy lane or the rich lane. I mean, we have the fast lane and now we're going to have the rich lane. So if you weren't listening earlier, the governor's solution is to build these lanes in which those who can afford it would pay more to travel faster where they are going.
How long until that turns into a cluster F like the HOV lane when you have some 77-year-old guy in an Audi sedan doing 60?
Yeah, I think there's always some confusion when people come up on those things.
And that rate is going to go up dramatically. It's going to be well over $1,000 a month in a year or two because people are going to be buying that like crazy at that rate. And the people that are paying for it want to have a faster ride. So the way you get that is to make it a more premium thing to have.
I know who'd be a perfect test candidate, a test case who you'd probably love to talk to here at the station about it. Lou Merlone. Lives down in, I know you guys obviously share a lot of baseball thoughts.
Yes.
we say vertical show besties here. He lives in Marsh, Vegas.
Yeah.
And I know his commute home often is brutal. And you pay that price to live someplace nice like Marsh, Vegas down by the sea. I'd do it, but damn, that hour and a half ride has got to kill any joy you get living by the ocean.
Speaking of Angry Lou, somebody was telling me they were talking on the afternoon show yesterday. Did they not like me saying that he's getting paid to do the games and he shouldn't be upset by the rain delays?
They were very mad.
They were mad?
Yeah, and you got a total shot, unprovoked shot from Glenn Ordway as well.
Ordway took a shot at me?
Yep.
What is Greg Hill talking about?
Eddie Rabbit.
What do you mean, what am I whining about?
What is Angry Lou whining about?
Well, let me break it down for you. How's this? The 21st blown save of the year. Nate Eovaldi comes in. He's got 0-2 on Nicky Lopez. He can't get his ass out. And because of that, okay, the game gets called at what, 10:45? And my ass is there at 12:45? Knowing that they're going to call the game. The minute the rain came down, you knew you were screwed. Got home around 1:45. Why would I not be pissed off?
He didn't understand Angry Lou humor. Speak Godsmack, he understands it.
Yippee! The tarp's coming out. I get to spend another 2 hours here and think about how this bullpen just blew another game while their GM keeps telling me that basically they've been fine.
Well, I mean, what? So, what is Grandpa Walton upset that we had Godsmack? We had Sully on the show the other day. I mean, it's a variety of content thing. I mean, I don't know.
It's already happening. The shows are turning on each other.
I get it.
Time is a flat circle, Greg.
I get it.
Glenn wanted a Celtics segment breaking down the offseason.
I think Glenn was upset that Whit Grosbeck came in and did this show. I think that's the issue. I understand that Lou didn't. He doesn't want to be there till the early morning hours, and then come right back to work. But he gets the hotel. I mean, they take care of him over at the Hotel Commonwealth.
Dale upset about that.
Dale? Yeah, well, I don't understand. Why doesn't Dale get a room and Marloni? Why does get a room? That doesn't seem fair either. I mean, I'm not the arbiter of what is right or wrong around this place. But hello, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, just on the traffic situation, I know you get the governor on once in a while. And,
yeah.
How about asking him if they've considered, giving some incentive to employers to stagger work schedules so everybody's not jumping on the road at the exact same time every morning? So,
I mean, it's not, I get that, but, it's not like there's an 8-hour day for most anybody anywhere anymore. So I don't know how you would do that other than, forcing people into a schedule where they don't start till 11 or they don't start to that. One of the recommendations in this report is that they increase remote working and telecommuting. And I don't know if you can. I mean, I think everybody who's doing that is already doing that at this point. I don't know. Can you force? Is there a way that you can? You can't force, but is there a way that they can incentivize businesses to have more people work from home?
I mean, from what I hear, millennials show up at 9, 10 on a regular basis anyway and don't do like the 10 to 4 shift. So traffic is going to lead to more of that. It's going to continue to get worse.
Yeah. I don't know. There's people who are if you're not able to afford an additional 20, 30, 40 bucks a week, you're going to be caught in another cluster F. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Look, I don't know what the issue is about this. It seems like now all of a sudden everyone hates rich people. Look, I'm a young guy. I'm 30. I started my own company. I wanted to be rich since I was a little kid. I didn't have any money. And that's all I've done. My whole goal was to make money so I could be more comfortable in life.
Yeah.
So when people want to do that, like Curtis said, you're sitting in traffic. You can get out of it. Even 50 bucks people would do it. If you can't afford it, so what? Everyone else has to not have this because people can't afford it. What's this race to the bottom now in this country?
No, it's a great point. I mean, that's what Curtis said earlier, is that you have the money and you want to pay for it, then you get the benefits.
Isn't this the way capitalism works? The whole idea, if there's something that people want and a demand is created for it, people will pay for it, and then more people will pay more if they want it more than other people.
Yes.
Just demand services and goods in need.
Yes,
but when it comes to something that's associated with, like, the public and the government and the municipalities, it's not like a private business is doing this and creating some private road that they own the land for and you can opt to buy into that. This is state-owned roadways.
But what you just said actually might make more sense. Maybe it should be privatized. Maybe there should be...
Ooh.
Right? Why not? Let's have a privatized deluxe. I said
we
earlier,
need the Hyperloop.
We do. We either need a Hyperloop or we need the Boring Company to come in. Elon Musk was able to do that underground in no time. Oh, don't dig under Los Angeles. You'll rattle the plates. The whole place will turn into a Dwayne Johnson movie. It'll crumble. And then guess what? He was able to do a couple miles underneath Los Angeles in no time at all. Why not come do it here?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be long until things, or will that make things worse? I mean,
crash in the sky, lands on the expressway, everything's jacked.
Yeah,
but the telecommunicating and other working from home should be so easy. How many people in this building alone need to be here every day? I mean, outside of us and, both Joes, I mean, the rest of the building can probably work from home or do sales calls from the road.
Well, the salespeople are already telecommuting, and they don't. The managers don't know it, but they're already. I mean, they take Wednesday hits, and none of them are here in the office.
Right,
they're
Del Frisco's.
They're golfing. Or Del Frisco's. Yeah. All right. There's a an irrational fear in the news this morning.
Yeah, a man in Cambodia survived 4 days stuck between rocks in a crevasse.
I couldn't do it. Have you seen the picture?
That is like, if you're are you a little claustrophobic
yes,
like me?
Yes.
I can't even imagine being in that situation. So this guy, he's 28 years old.
He was out collecting bat dung.
Yes, bat guano.
Bat guano, because apparently you can sell that.
Use it for fertilizer.
Right. So they go out, they collect it, then they sell it for fertilizer.
He dropped his flashlight.
Right. And then he got stuck in this crevasse, and the rock is face level. The whole thing. I can't, like, no. Like I would be terrified. Have you ever had an MRI? Like, I can't even go in.
I can't. I'm super claustrophobic.
I couldn't. There's no way I could do it.
So is this like he's going to have to, like, in 127 hours, instead of cutting his arm off, he's going to have to cut his face off?
He's going to have to wait till he drops some weight a little bit.
They were able to finally get him out of there, but he was there for 4 days.
He was missing for 3 days before they went looking for him. Yeah. And then the family alerted authorities. They sent out a search and rescue team, and they wound up being able to safely destroy some bits of the boulder around him to get him out. But that alone took 10 hours. So the guy is safe now, but I have anxiety just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Let's get to how creepy is it.
Creepy.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put a camera in the lady toilet?
Back up, you creep. Well, the camera mention is very fitting here. There's a New York-based DJ, Nicole Rose Stillings, who goes by the name Nicole Rose.
When you say DJ, like club DJ
club
or something?
Club DJ, okay. Yeah. So she had traveled to Bali for a gig.
Well, of course she did. Yeah. Where else do you go to DJ?
Exactly.
Ibiza.
St.
Barth. Yeah. Okay.
So she has a Nest camera in her apartment in New York City. So she would check back in. And when she was looking at the video feed, she caught her doorman. I don't know how to describe this on the public airwaves. He was doing things to himself in her apartment.
You can call it disturbing the marinara, I think it would be.
Nice day one callback, Greg.
Thank you. In her place?
In her place.
And she saw it.
Disturb the marinara.
And she saw it on her Nest?
She saw it on the Nest. Oh. She logs in, she pulls up the camera, and she sees this guy who's been identified as Ron Yagel grabbing a bottle of Smart Water from the fridge, because of course. He then allegedly walked over to her sofa and began to disturb said marinara. She did an interview with Page Six in the New York Post and said it took him about 15 minutes or so. She filed a police report. He was arrested after the fact and released. He'll be back in court next week, and they'll figure out whether or not they're actually going to charge him with anything. The charges could include a sexually motivated felony, petty larceny, and criminal trespassing.
Yeah, it should include that, I would think. Yeah.
How does a stick provide you any more pleasure? By holding it?
This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Well, that was an interesting segue. Hey, yes. Matt Nicoff, first time, long time, I'd like to say, but, you know.
Thank you.
Listen, Fitzy. Fitzy, you were talking about privatizing the roads.
Yep.
We already did that with the commuter rail, right? And there's like a fire on a commuter rail train every week. So, probably not. However, I was talking to the guy that took the phone call, the 110 freeway, Los Angeles, right? You can get from the southern part of the city there, like Long Beach, into downtown L.A. They have an elevated, it's not a freeway, it's a tollway. So, and it's like two lanes, and then there's like a bus lane or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you have the means, I think it's like depending on the volume of traffic, it's an adjusted fee to get into downtown L.A. So, like, with a ton of traffic, it's, like, maybe $15 one way in.
Well,
you know what I mean? And I was reading out here that they were talking about doing that with Route 3 on the South Shore.
Oh, really?
So, I don't know.
Well,
yes. That was about 2 years ago. I think it was probably Boston.com, one of the local rags. But, anyway, my two cents. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, I mean, somebody called earlier and said they do it in Miami. Somebody texted in and said they do it in North Carolina. They have these lanes that people can pay for, and if you can afford it, you get where you're going quicker than everybody else.
And maybe somebody can tell me. So Route 3, basically from Weymouth all the way down to Kingston, has been ripped up, and it seems like they're either eliminating the divide or widening the lanes. And this has been going on for about 18 months with no end in sight, and nobody can exactly see what the progress is. So are they creating this sort of elevated super lane? Are they just widening the highway?
Well, because no, they, on a, like on these roads, like the Cape especially, like to, is it 24 that comes up from Falmouth? They ought to like eliminate
25. Yeah,
you don't need the you don't need the middle area, like all the grass in the like. They ought to just make those lanes. Like I don't what, like what's the grass in the middle for? To look good or? I mean, I, you know,
drainage runoff. I don't know.
Pedestrians that you think about running over.
It's the environment. It's green.
Yeah, I guess.
Assassins.
All right. What else is going on, Danielle?
Good news for you, those of you who are Lucky Charms fans. The marshmallows only bags are going to be back on shelves.
Really?
But now the marshmallows will be full sized. Lucky Charms made the announcement yesterday on Instagram, and they said they are going to be magically delicious in every form. Not the first time they've done the marshmallow-only cereal thing. And, of course, just like they did last time, they're going to be available only for a limited time. So if you see them and you like them, grab them.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to get a text that says, are you people aware that there was a Patriots game last night? You're talking about cereal marshmallow.
Cereal. Yes.
They're after me, Lucky Charms!
When's the last time anyone in this room had a bowl of Lucky Charms?
A week ago?
Never.
I love Lucky Charms. It's my number two cereal.
It's so good.
So good.
Well, they were losing money. Nobody was buying. Nobody eats cereal anymore, apparently. There's a crisis in the cereal industry. And so they introduced the unicorn marshmallow or something along those lines. And that bumped sales up. I mean, this is the amazing thing. It tastes like a marshmallow. It doesn't matter what the shape of it is, but people apparently. What's your favorite breakfast cereal?
Oh, but it's frosted. Captain Crunch.
What flavor? Like
just straight up OG OG Captain Crunch.
I like the peanut butter Captain Crunch. I love the peanut butter.
It'd be a little too much.
Yeah, I love it. Love
Honey Nut Cheerios.
You like Honey Nut Cheerios?
Yes,
what?
Sir.
What are you, a 70-year-old man with a heart problem?
Both.
Yeah. What are you, my son?
What are you, Kevin Garnett? All right.
We believe that Frosted Flakes are actually is a food.
And Tom Brady's killed the cereal industry, Greg.
Probably. You mean the avocado toast? Well, that's what's killed the cereal industry is the
really?
Avocado. Yeah. The
avocado. Oh, you know what else? It's you just can't really get a good cereal picture for the gram.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a flight attendant who passed out drunk on a plane and didn't know where she was when the authorities came on board to get her.
Oh, normally it's the pilots who are hammered on a plane, but this is the flight attendant.
It was a flight attendant on a morning trip on United Express Airways from Chicago, Illinois to South Bend, Indiana. People started tweeting at United during the flight because she was so bad. She reportedly slurred the safety announcement, bumped into seats and travelers, dropped things. They said when their plane was taxiing to the runway, she reportedly took her seat and appeared to pass out or fall asleep. One of the passengers on the plane took a video and showed her wake up, like, for a second when the pilots called the little phone that was next to her seat, but she never actually answered it. So they land the flight. Authorities come on board. They arrest her. They took her into custody, and they took her to a private office in the airport, and they evaluated her for possible medical issues to rule that out. They found none. Instead, they found she had bloodshot eyes, poor balance, slurred speech, and the smell of alcohol on her breath. And while on the way to jail, the flight attendant told a police officer she had drank two vodka shooters before work that morning. By the by, her blood alcohol content, a 0.204.
Really?
I think that's I don't know how big those shooters were.
Yeah, the officer called it a mutt.
For your edification.
That's close to like coma state.
Jeez.
Well, it's very stressful. I mean, if you have an early flight, you're a flight attendant.
Come fly the friendly sky.
Very stressful.
A 0.204.
0.204.
What do you think's a harder job? Being a flight attendant now, given how violent planes have become, that they've turned into veritable blood sport and UFC, or working social media for one of those airlines?
Probably working social media for the airlines.
So much stuff. That's everyone's solution now. Oh yeah. The airline gave you a problem. Tweet at them.
Oh, I know. But I know you can see the people who are tweeting, trying to get themselves a free
flight.
Sports
writers are the worst at that.
They are.
Oh my God. Albert Breer, who I like, will be like traveling to Dallas Cowboys training camp, and he's like stuck here in Minneapolis, St. Paul at Delta.
Yeah.
Delayed for 2 hours. Yeah. No explanation.
Delta
like,
gonna
who cares?
Do something. Delta gonna fix this because they figure everybody's gonna retry.
So everybody else that's waiting isn't a big deal, but because you're headed to go cover Jerry Jones, the whole world needs to stop.
Yeah. All right. What else? Anything else, Danielle?
That was it for right now.
All right. It is Friday, coming up at 9, right after 9. We're going to get to the worst of the week. And then, of course, coming up on Monday, Tom Brady will join us and we'll discuss last night and other things with him, including, of course, the hard questions. So the hard questions will be coming on Monday for Tom
Brady.
They
will?
Yes.
You spelled softball wrong.
They will. I don't know what the concern is. I mean, why would we only deliver softballs to Tom Brady?
Because he's your bestie.
And I think it's a way in which you ask the question. I mean, yeah. I mean, so if you had to pick right now for Monday, the three most important, and I'll ask the audience this: what are the three things you would like to get out of Tom Brady at the end of that interview on Monday?
What did you think of Stranger Things season 3?
All right, so yes. Well, I mean, what are the three things? Obviously, you want to know how he feels with regard to this contract, right? So you're gonna ask him that. You want to know what his intentions are at the end of the season. I suppose you're going to ask him about, from a franchise tag perspective, why that was so important to him. I mean, what else? What else?
Well, these random accusations of the organization funneling money to him. I don't know who's been propagating that, but that's a very tough question.
I think that's coming from you, Ken.
A simple one: why do you hate Jarrett Stidham?
Especially when that kid, by the way, doesn't have to ever play another down.
Nope.
His girlfriend, her father, what does he own? The Rockets?
Yeah, he's the CEO of the Rockets, I believe.
Oh, CEO. All right, he's not the owner.
No, he's the president.
Okay, all right.
That's a hell of a way to celebrate your 23rd birthday, playing your first Patriots game, throw a touchdown pass, and then have Tom Brady Garoppolo you. That is such a vintage Brady move, because he knew here comes another handsome right-arm prospect who got drafted way too low. And he comes in, looks great in the preseason. Brady always frosted him during those games. Yet, at the same time, they would take those pictures. It would be Brissett, Brady, and Garoppolo. What'd they call themselves? The Three Horsemen? The Wolf Pack.
Yeah.
They were the Wolf Pack together. So he'll be all friendly to him offsides, but he puts on that steely game face because Brady just wants to win at all costs, no matter what it does.
But that's it. You're being your normal ball-washing self.
Yes.
Wanting to win, what does that have to do with the way he reacted to the touchdown?
He's happy for Hoyer, because Hoyer never gets in a game.
Okay, happy for Hoyer, but
It's one of his boys.
And it was Stidham's first ever touchdown,
right?
So it should have been a bigger celebration.
Yes.
Right.
Why was he not happy about that?
Because he's laser. Because he's like, I'm not doing anything for this kid. No, it's nowhere does it say that he has to like mentor him and be like, you know, when this job is yours one day, son.
Why? Why doesn't he want to do that?
Because he wants to play till he's 80. Tom Brady wants to play forever. He's just hung 45 out there as a number. But that number doesn't mean anything. If he can go to 47, I think he would.
So essentially, it's an insult to Hoyer, because Hoyer's no threat.
Ooh, right. Good point.
Right?
Yeah. It's like he looks at, oh, Brian, oh, B-Hoy, oh, Hoy-Toy, you know, Hoy-Poloy, there's no chance you're going to have my job. Last time Brian Hoyer started for a team, by the way, he was leading the then-surging Cleveland Browns until he tore his ACL on Thursday Night Football.
Brian Hoyer. The quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
How much gin was in that question?
So
oh my
much.
God, that was
so way more than that flight attendant.
Dripping.
Jeez. I'm drunk.
A texter says you should ask Brady whether or not he's going to move to Greenwich, Connecticut. I noticed that Greenwich, as the select people in Greenwich, are offering Tom Brady all kinds of marvelous incentives.
Yeah, the Greenwich selectman Peter Tassay was quoted in the Hartford Current yesterday that he is all about having the greatest quarterback of all time move to their little town.
That'll last for a month down there. Those people, you know, Greenwich is probably top five wealthiest communities in the United States of America.
One of the richest zip codes in the country. Greenwich is unbelievable.
And those people are going to be bothered by the fact that Tom Brady is in town about a month into the whole thing.
Oh, we don't like the paparazzi coming around this part. Oh, Elihu, would you come and loofah my stretch marks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is literally the Bushwood Country Club of towns. You've been down there before, I imagine, right?
And when you finished, why don't you drop by the yacht club? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Yes, I've been to Greenwich. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It is the sixth richest community in the United States.
It is?
Yep.
What are the top five?
Cherry Hills Village, Colorado.
Chelsea. yes, what else?
Weymouth.
Weymouth.
Scarsdale, New York.
Yeah.
Los Altos Hills, California. Short Hills, New Jersey. And Hillsborough, California.
I feel like he'd be more likely to be in New York City, because I feel like that's where Giselle would want to be.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think she is driving this whole thing.
100%.
I mean, and also driving it from the retirement point of view. Like, if you look, if you're somebody who believes he's going to retire, then a lot of people think that is being driven by Giselle.
Do we think that she account flexes on him sometimes? You know what I mean? Like, Brady's earned $220 million, but she's worth like $450. So she's like, I got double the bucks, so I get to make the call.
How you see me, honey?
Maybe. I don't know.
They already have one in New York, though. In New York City, they're at the Vestry, some like $20 million pad that they already have in Manhattan. So they have one in Manhattan. So this is the suburbs are for the schools for the kids, I believe.
Maybe they want a home in every state. Oh, Tom Brady would be able to use the wealthy lane, right? I mean, if he were to be commuting up here from Greenwich, Connecticut, mm-hmm. he'd be able to hop right in the wealthy yep. lane and get right to Gillette. All right, Nick, any further takeaways from last night, by the way, that we haven't gotten to yet?
The defense, like I said earlier, 9 sacks, Jamie Collins, Patrick Chung return, great. A couple things around the league too, Greg. The much maligned Giants quarterback Daniel Jones, 5 for 5, 67 yards and a touchdown. Cleveland blew it up last night. Baker Mayfield touchdown on his first drive. And my new hero, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I may have to almost kind of root for or at least watch and like the Jets this year.
Oh, are you going to talk about the Hardo move of the smelling salts pregame by Adam Gase? Has anybody ever done that before?
Oh, I think people have done poppers on the sideline. That's a ritual for a lot of people. But Adam Gase goes over and gets the smelling salts and just rips one, snorts it, and then shakes his head like a monster on the sideline, looking like he has obviously just done a football bump. And people already have been fascinated by this guy because during his introductory press conference, his eyes were wandering all around the room like a crazy guy. And then there was that GIF that someone created of a flying burrito, and Adam Gase's eyes were wandering around. It was retweeted like 10 million times. Oh, everyone has seen this. This guy is going to make the Jets, who may or may not be markedly improved this season, must-watch football entertainment TV this year. A popper in a preseason game. It's incredible.
Oh, he's into it.
He's a hardo, though. There was a story that leaked out about how when his first child was born, he showed up. Once the child came out, he said to his wife, "Are we good? You done?" She said, "Do you want to cut the cord?" And he said no, because he was the offensive coordinator of the Broncos, and he beat Peyton Manning to practice and told him, he's like, and Manning was like, What the hell are you doing here? Nationwide is on your side. And then Adam Gase was like, "I wasn't going to let you beat me here."
He spent like 5 minutes in the room,
refused to cut the cord because he wanted to beat Peyton Manning to the offensive meeting.
Oh, I love it.
That reminds me of when we had Aaron Hernandez on the show years ago, and he was talking about when his daughter was born, and he was like, "Yeah, I guess I'll be there."
Well, he's not. I mean, he's not really somebody who you would think is known for being sentimental about things. Yeah.
One of the Jets storylines was Sam Darnold. The NFL did a video celebrating Tom Brady's 42nd birthday, and they went around to different training camps asking star players to wish Tom Brady a happy birthday and then roast him a bit. Well, Sam Darnold of the Jets didn't want to do it because he didn't want to give Tom Brady motivation by wishing him a happy birthday or something.
He's a hard old competitor. So he doesn't want to say happy birthday to the greatest quarterback in the game that he plays, who's turning 42 years old.
Well, Mike Golick, who is our competitor, so we got to be careful here. He went on an epic rant at Sam Darnold for not wishing Tom Brady a happy birthday, if you want to hear it.
Yes.
Yeah. What in the hell are we doing here?
Yeah.
So, mate, you know what? It is on Sam Darnold. I take that back. That was a quote from Sam Darnold. What the hell are you talking about? You think if you wish Tom Brady a happy birthday that you're not a competitive guy and don't want to be
giving him a competitive disadvantage, Mike? It's pretty clear.
Dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Somebody help me here. Am I wrong on this? Are we we're really doing this? I'm not wishing him happy birthday because I want the competitive edge that Tom Brady. Are you kidding me? Is this the dumbest thing that has taken up space on a paper I've ever seen?
uh-oh, someone's going to pay this fall. Brady is now going to be forced to destroy the Jets. He's going to kill Sam Darnold this season, and then he's going to take the job next year as their quarterback.
Uh-huh. All right, 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to be on this morning, or you can text. Text line is 37937, and as we were discussing, Tom Brady will join us Monday. We don't necessarily know what time, right?
Or where, whether it's going to be in Foxborough or over the phone.
Okay. And what is he has like a Wahlberg-type schedule, I'm guessing, in the morning.
Yeah, he has a cryo freeze at 5:30.
Okay, all right. Well, we will hope you'll be here for that on Monday.
Patriots Monday returns this Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, well, everything went pretty well for the Patriots last night. The uniform guys screwed up. Did you see the Gostkowski jersey? They missed a letter in there.
Yeah, that's right. Gostkowski.
Gostkowski was the jersey of choice last night.
And he missed a 37-yarder, so you don't get your K back until you make your preseason kicks.
Also, Lacoste had one nice catch early on. I didn't watch the entire game, Fitzy. I don't know if you did. But,
I did.
Of course, everybody's missing Gronk. There's an update on Gronk. CBS.com did an interview with Mojo Rawley, his old wrestling buddy.
Yes, yes.
And he said, right now Gronk's taking a break. He's going to lay low. But in the future, we've talked extensively about Gronk joining the WWE.
Yes.
He loves it. He's fired up. He's ready to do something at some point. So do you read into that at all? Gronk's going to join WWE? I don't know. It's just the latest in... It's another thing to throw in the mix.
Did you happen to catch the video of Mojo and I working out together that I posted on my Instagram earlier this summer? Check it out from the WAF Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Got to get Mojo on then.
We're doing some
press him on this.
Doing some lifting out at the MGM casino.
How much
pool.
Did you press?
I don't know.
10 pounds.
What's the normal? I mean, what is it, a couple hundred or like what's a?
Yeah, 200 would be three, impressive.
Yeah, there's like 8 plates.
Eight,
something like 8 plates.
Wow,
Ken. Yeah,
well done. Patriots 31, Lions 3 last night. Red Sox 2. Don't forget about them. 8 shutout innings, 13 strikeouts from Chris Sale. He was on last night. Peaked at 98.4 miles per hour on his fastball in the 7th inning. A strikeout of Pujols, and that's now the 7th straight year he struck out 200 or more. Only. The 5th guy to do that, Brandon Workman, closed it out. Sam Travis, a 2-run homer. Game 2 with the Angels tonight, 7:10 on the Shaw's Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, 6:10 the pregame. It will be Mario Impemba and Joe Castiglione on the call. It's the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Did that for Scott from Weymouth. You're feeding the trolls.
Has he been banned officially?
We're not banning Scott from Weymouth, but he did talk about the fact that Alice in Chains is playing tonight. So nice job.
Prefer corn? Sorry about that.
Nice job by you.
I want to bring something up real quick. Giselle, just within the last half hour, just posted a breastfeeding photo to celebrate that it's like Breastfeeding Awareness Month.
Yes.
Can guys please stop being weird on social when women post breastfeeding photos?
What do you mean?
I'm scrolling through the comments, and like one guy wrote, "That's hot" with a water splash emoji.
Oops.
She's feeding her kid. I understand people.
But she posted on Instagram.
She posted on Instagram.
Okay.
And I understand that people have varying opinions about, you know, breastfeeding in public and whether or not it makes them uncomfortable, and I get that. But to go the extra step to leave creepy comments, you're not really helping with the whole normalizing breastfeeding thing. And like, she's feeding her baby, and you're like, oh, a boob. Are you five?
Well, no, you're a man. I mean, it's a...
No, you're not a man. You're a boy. I mean, you're a child.
B-O-B, boob.
I mean, it's kind of a natural reaction, I think.
But can't you just have that reaction in your head and be like, oh, do whatever you will with it mentally? You actually had to take the time to hit the comment bubble. And here's another one. This is awesome. I love seeing this with the big wide-eyed face. What?
Internet about, commenters don't think before they put things on there.
I know. Shocking, Curtis.
Here's another nice one from somebody. Breastfeed me, queen.
You're kidding me.
Is it KWE?
At John Dennis.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, dude,
no.
Maybe you're right, Danielle. I mean, that is...
Wait, what? That's hot with the water splash? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah.
Did you want some, Bill? My God.
Oh, my God.
And it's not just this. Like, I've seen it a lot. Like, I think there was, what was it, maybe like two or three years ago, Alyssa Milano had posted a picture of her breastfeeding her baby, and it was the same. And she was like, I think she was in the hospital at the time still, so she had, like, nothing on top. And she was, you know, trying to create awareness and doing the whole Normalize It campaign. And the comments from dudes were just... It made you uncomfortable to read them.
Well, a 781 texter says that as creepy as the comments are, Giselle is putting it out into the social media world.
Okay, so here's the thing with that. Let's have some personal responsibility, shall we? Just because someone does something that gives you a window to jump in with something doesn't mean you should take the opportunity. Yes, she put it out there, but she's not putting it out there like, I mean... Giselle doesn't. Yes, she's a supermodel, and she was with Victoria's Secret for a long time. Her putting a photo where part of her breast is exposed, just because she gives you the opportunity to make a weird comment, how about you scale it back and mature it up a little bit, and not leave it.
I assume she's never posted a photo breastfeeding prior to this, right?
Well, when she was doing the photo shoot years back when she was getting her hair done and stuff, I think it was an H&M shoot, and getting her hair and whatever done for the shoot, and she was breastfeeding in the white robe at the time, and you know, everybody lost their mind and got butthurt because they're like, oh, must be nice to have all that stuff going on for you and you don't have to do it. And it's like, she's a model. That's her job. That's her job to get all these things done to her.
Here's a 978 text that says, Danielle, don't you think it's weird when people post pictures of themselves breastfeeding?
No, I don't, because there's unfortunately a climate, I think, in a lot of places in this country. And again, I said it before, because if you just tuned in, I understand it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Look away.
Boobery. Mm-hmm.
Great. Now I have to have chocolate milk for lunch. This is Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. What are you calling about, Sarah?
So, when you were talking about the DNA testing, I found out just actually 2 days ago that my father, not my father, but I also have three brothers. It was pretty wild.
Hold on a second. So we were talking about this during the news, but there's a woman who went to Ancestry.com and discovered that her father, she's 24 years old, and discovered that the fertility clinic where they went used the sperm of a doctor who worked there instead of the father's sperm.
Uh-oh.
And so you discovered the same thing, that your father is not your father, and that you have three brothers, but you didn't know idea about it.
No, I have like 10 cousins. I have this whole other family I know nothing about. But the three half-brothers, that's pretty weird.
So is your father still alive?
No, neither of them are.
Okay. I mean,
I can't even imagine the shock of that.
I mean, do you, Ken, you said you do the Ancestry thing all the time.
Yeah,
were you not worried about discovering something that you didn't want to know?
To me, it's like, it's cool. If it's the truth, then why wouldn't you want to just embrace it? What's wrong with the DNA part of it from learning? Why wouldn't you want to know who your real father was, or if you had the wrong father for 25 years? You would just want to, like, go ignorant through life like that?
Yeah, but if it's someone that raised you for all those years and you became close to, that you viewed as your dad, and then you get... I don't know.
I feel like we should make Curtis do it so we can figure out that he's the smiley face killer. they bust people all the time.
I've wondered about that.
On those DNA, Ancestry.com DNA type sites.
Can you imagine if Curtis's dad isn't actually his dad and he's been footing the bill for all his stuff all these years?
Yes.
$15 million owed.
A lot of people are hesitant to do like the DNA 123andMe or Ancestry.com because there have been reports about them actually like taking some of your DNA and that they could be selling it off. Like they could be Facebooking it, Greg, like third party selling it off so as to make super beings or. I feel that's a real fear. That is a legitimate fear people have that like one day you might be like, hey, that person looks a lot like me. Oh my God, they sold me off when I did DNA 123andMe.
Well, they couldn't just do that. I mean, you have to get the FDA to approve that or something.
You sign like, it's like when you just like, oh God, yes, iTunes, 50 pages. I agree. You don't know what you're agreeing to.
Well, it's like the people who are, do you see that Microsoft is Skype, right? They admitted yesterday that people are tuning in to your Skype calls.
Oh, that's terrifying! Thinking back on a few things from a few years ago.
So people who work there are monitoring your Skype calls, and the way in which they're justifying is that when you sign to terms and conditions of service,
no one reads it.
It says that they can monitor.
Now they can say it's for safety purposes, but what if Danielle, like, they're chat rouletting inside the offices of Skype? They're just like, this boring. No, that's hot.
Well, that Amazon whistleblower, we talked about that last week. They said that when Siri is recording you at your most intimate, passionate moments, they listen to that. At HQ, they're listening into you having sex via not Siri, it was Echo.
Siri and Echo, but there were whistleblowers from both Apple and Google that came out and Amazon that said the same thing, that both companies were doing it. Now this is my question: do you have any expectation of privacy at all in 2019? Do you expect that there? Do you trust any of this stuff? Any electronic communication? Anything?
Sort of, because I guess I don't even think about it because I'm just not. I mean,
photos of chicken parm.
Like, what are they going to catch me doing? Like, watching Dateline tonight?
I mean, I drinking don't, Tito's.
There's not a lot of exciting things that are going on that they're going to catch me doing. But I mean, certainly on camera, like everywhere you go, every single thing is recorded. I don't think people anticipate that Alexa is recording them having sex. I mean, I think...
Oh, they're in for a real treat at my house.
I think most people...
First my mind went to, like, the fact that she basically has a zoo at her house, and there's a sex chair, and it just... my day's ruined.
The two are not correlated. The animals are not there during the...
This is Chris from Carver. Hey, Chris, what's going on? There's a wacky call.
Waka waka.
Wacky call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think when you talk about Giselle, I don't think that you are reflecting the majority of the opinions of women. I think there are women who also find it to be weird to share breastfeeding photos.
That's fine. Then scroll past. It's like everything else on social media. Scroll past it. Somebody posts something and they're like, who cares? I'm like, well, you cared enough to reply. Somebody posts something else and then they leave a big diatribe about it. I didn't nerd out here for a second. I belong to a couple of like houseplant groups on Facebook. And someone will post something that's not related. They're like, someone will leave an entire paragraph saying, this is not what this group is all about. And they take this stand and write three paragraphs. It's like, okay, scroll up with your thumb. Just go past it. Who cares?
Yeah.
I remember when I was in Disney World, they didn't have like dedicated breastfeeding rooms. Sometimes they're demarcated, Greg, and like, you know, that's what goes on in there. Mom's doing their thing. There was just like a family room, and I had to take the 2-year-old in there to change him up. And next thing I know, it was just all of a sudden like 5 chairs full of that. And as I've detailed before, there's a lot of raw humanity when you go to Disney World, and it's a little jarring. But so, and I don't make my wife just like, hey, that's what you do. You go change the kid. Like, you're going to have to just be comfortable with dads coming in and out. It's 2019, changing the kids. And we also have to be comfortable with that as well and not make a show of it. I didn't bring the 2-year-old to change his diaper and just go like, hold on a second, son. Dad just got to get a little sneak peek because it's been a while. That's hot. Splash emoji. Yeah. I mean, I'm the most immature person I know, but I hate to say it, everyone, grow up.
To get a little rub and tug, okay?
all right. 617-779-7937.
or you can text 37937. We're going to get to the worst of the week that is coming up at 9:05 on today's show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.